KVOE at KVOE.com. Then on the morning of October 20th, leave your donation on your porch or driveway. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, let's pack the pantry and local. Live and local, this is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is now 8:15, sunshine and 22 degrees, just above the record low here for the state of 21. We leave the record low temperatures behind and start leaving the freezing behind as well today with a high of 61, 37 for the low tonight. As mentioned, tomorrow is the KVOE drive for food starting just after 9 o'clock in the morning. We've been telling you here over the last month that the Salvation Army Food Pantry really needs your donations, and Food Pantry Manager Brian Shintaku has the latest and our last-minute update on the food pantry here at 8:16 this morning.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, glad to have you on board with us, Brian. How are things looking at the food pantry here this morning?
Yeah, we've been pretty bare. I think we talked last week, and we were pretty low then, and even now it's just gotten lower. So, the food drive is definitely going to be a huge help to the mission over at the Salvation Army.
What has changed here as far as what maybe has, well, come off the shelves? Has anything gotten maybe worse, or have you kind of, the list of items that you need grown any, or are you basically seeing the same need, just more of that same need?
Yeah, the same need, which is basically like if you were to go shopping and whatever you would put in your pantry is basically what we need in the food pantry now. I mean, we have plenty of green beans, but, not everybody's going to take green beans or use green beans, or maybe they have extras already. So, but things like canned vegetables, peanut butter, jelly, canned meats like canned chicken, canned meals like SpaghettiOs, boxed meals like hamburger helper, macaroni and cheese, those types of things, as well as like evaporated milk, even, cereals, things like that. So we really need, all those areas are just at a low. So
are soups good?
Anything in there. Soups are great as well. Okay. We have some soups. Those are things that sometimes get donated, but having more is always good as well. Mm-hmm.
Brian, you've been on board here as the food pantry manager here for a couple of months now, if not maybe a little bit longer than that. Talk about the need that you've seen and maybe some of the reasons as to why maybe we're a little bit more urgent on this particular drive for food than we've been in years past.
Yeah, I think that the inflation of food within the local area alone, if you go into some of the stores where you normally see 30 eggs for $8, now they're, $12. So with the price increase, it's just making it a lot harder for the families that are already struggling to make ends meet now just to buy anything. If you look at meats and stuff like that and the prices on those as well have gone up. Also something that's super important for people to get to provide proteins for their family. And it's just something that I guess we've kind of come accustomed to in America, but I think just the rising costs across the board has made it really challenging, and that's what we're seeing more of, people that are just not being able to afford those simple things, just basically commodities. That's what I've noticed, and I can't really speak for years and years past. Like you said, I've only been around for about a couple months, but I think just that price increase has just really just hit everybody hard.
Have you seen, Brian, people now having to be really stuck with the choices they make, based on the inflation, whether it comes to, now I have to choose between food and rent or food and, one or more of my utilities and things like that as they come in?
Yeah, I would say, when that decision comes down to anybody, that's a very tough, challenging decision that I feel like a lot of us deal with, like what's our must-haves and what's our wants list, right? What's our needs? What do we actually need? And some people will choose, to pay the bills over, getting the food. In my personal case, I'm going to get food first, and I'll have those people give me phone calls, for a little bit before, I guess paying or getting back to those bills. Is just something that's I think a really tough decision, and I think if food is definitely something that we all need. So I think that just making that decision is just really tough. So yeah, this time around, especially with the winter coming up, it's going to be much more challenging. People are also going to start adding Christmas into those things. I know that's not really a need, but I feel like on an emotional level, it is a need. You know, we all kind of need that feeling of Christmas, that love that we share during that time, gifts, all those types of things, and that's something that people really cherish to live their lifestyles.
Well, there's still time to get your address in for KVOE's Drive for Food. You can text us, 620-342-5863, email kvoe@kvoe.com, or just give us a call at 342-1400. We'll get you on the list. We'll start our pickup process with our load of volunteers starting just after 9 a.m. tomorrow, so we've got plenty of residents and plenty of businesses and plenty of schools will be stopping by tomorrow to pick up and make the deliveries, not only to the Salvation Army Food Pantry, but also to the Spartan Stop at Emporia High School. So your participation and donations will have a great impact on those in need in and around the Emporia area. So please, there's still room for you. We have plenty of volunteers ready to go to work, so a shout-out again to Thomas Transfer and Storage for their big help, Boy Scout Troop number 157, all of our volunteers and friends of KVOE who will be out picking up, and, of course, the Salvation Army volunteers who will be helping unload and pack the pantry tomorrow. Big day. We're excited.
And, yeah, please get those addresses to us. Brian, anything else you wanted to throw in here before we wrap things up, and see you guys tomorrow?
No, and thank you guys so much for this. Once again, it's a huge help, and we're really excited to, like you said, pack the pantry.
Brian, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
You too.
Brian Shintaku joining us here again with the big KVOE Drive for Food.